This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show. Wayne Allyn-Root is with you, guest host on Tuesdays for Alex Jones, and honored to be here with you. Fantastic audience, fantastic show, fantastic host, Alex Jones, great network and the content. Man, it's an honor to be with you because you don't get the real scoop anywhere else anymore, but Wayne Root and Alex Jones and a few other rare shows across the United States of America. Last Tuesday, when I was on as guest host, I talked about the fact that had just come out last weekend that Newsmax and Fox News had taken huge money from the Biden administration, from the federal government, to not talk about all the deaths and injuries from the vaccine and never talk about the negative side effects of the vaccine. Only give positive information, never allow hosts to ever say something bad, never ask a question, and most importantly, never even allow a guest on who would say something negative about the vaccine. So it's apropos, I think, that I'm guest hosting again this Tuesday and leading off with that news because I want to make sure you understand the significance of it. I've been saying this for a long time. This is a communist takeover of the United States. What is the hallmark of communism? No dissent allowed. No one is allowed to say, I don't agree with the leader, I don't agree with the tyrant, I don't agree with the persecution of people who dissent, or you get taken off to the gulag. You get banned for life, as I was, by the way, banned for life by Twitter. A great badge of honor, banned for life by Twitter, made headlines all over the world, front of the UK Daily Mail and several other newspapers in England and around the world. Donald Trump's friend, Wayne Allyn-Root, banned for life by Twitter. So this is the period we're in. It's like, Goebbels. It's like the Gestapo. It's like the Soviet Gulag and the KGB and the East German Stasi. You can't get the truth from the news. So I have argued, and I'll make this case throughout today's hour, I have argued again and again and again on my national radio show, Wayne Allyn-Root Raw and Unfiltered, on USA Radio Network, every afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m., West Coast time, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central time. Check it out at usaradio.com or my website, rootforamerica.com, or how about Odyssey, the world's biggest streaming app, now took my show, the Wayne Allyn-Root Show, about a month ago. Big happening for us. So every day on Odyssey, on your phone, you can listen to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. But I argue 3 hours a day that what's happening today, you can't believe a word about Ukraine and Russia. You can't believe anything going on in the media because they lie about everything. The same people that lie to you about the rigged election and continue to lie to you and make believe it never happened. And if you talk about it, you should be banned for life or put in prison, just like the Soviet Union, just like Nazi Germany. And I'm a Jew. I can say that. Let's see the media come after me, a Jew, for saying that this reminds me of Nazi Germany. The way the unvaccinated were treated reminds me of Nazi Germany. The vaccine passports remind me of the Gestapo. And now the news media and the lies for the last 2 years of COVID and the lies of the rigged election and the banning of talking about it. And now I think the lies of the Ukraine-Russian war. By the way, it's real. COVID was real. And what's going on in Ukraine is real. It's not made up. They're not acting. There's an invasion by Russia. They've got objectives. It's got nothing to do with us. But now you have people saying out loud, if you say that it's not that bad, if you say the media's lying, if you say maybe we shouldn't get involved, if you say we shouldn't be on Ukraine's side, if you say some of the scenes you see on TV could be staged, you don't know what to believe because they lied so much about COVID and so much about the rigged election, they say you should be put in prison or fined or banned. This has never happened in the history of America, that a person trying to honestly look at a situation and keep America out of war and keep your children safe. I have two sons. I don't want them going anywhere near World War III over Ukraine. I don't want my kids dying or coming home crippled. Okay, I've had friends and I've had fans I visited at Walter Reed Hospital. I've seen what war does, and I don't want my kids happening to them or yours.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is with you, guest host. By the way, my website, rootsforamerica.com. And you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tell the same thing to all my fans on my three-hour daily national radio show. There is my website, rootforamerica.com. Here's my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which I think is one of the answers. I've got a lot of solutions. This is one of the answers for how we fight back. It's about civil disobedience. It's about strikes and protests and boycotts and blockades and all the things we need to do that Dr. Martin Luther King did in the 1960s that won civil rights for black Americans. We as conservatives need to do. We're the ones being persecuted now. The civil rights issue of this century is persecution of conservatives. I remember years ago, 15 years ago, I gave a speech in San Francisco, and I said, it's great to be here in San Francisco in front of people in a city where you can come out of the closet, you can be openly gay, but you got to be a closet conservative? And the crowd laughed. They thought that was hilarious. That was 15 years ago. Now it's come true. But I think we got to fight back because we are the persecuted ones. Conservatives, capitalists, patriots who love America, and how about a specific subset? White, straight males who are Republicans and who are macho. My God, they hate us. They want to destroy us. They don't want our kids go to college. They don't want us getting jobs. They want to kill our careers and our businesses. It's the most incredible persecution. Critical race theory, my God. Teaching children to hate themselves because they're white and they're inferior because they're white. Terrible. Anyway, here's the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It is a resource guide, an additional book, in the backs of 120 corporations that screw over conservatives, and the name of the CEO and information in the book, the phone number, the email, the social media, and the physical address, so you can go after them and let them know we're boycotting you until you stop this liberal crap. All right, so this is a nice long stretch in this segment. Gives me a chance to read my commentary that's coming out this weekend. Normally, I don't even write it. So Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, but I'm leaving tomorrow for my honeymoon. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. Can you imagine? I'm spending a week at Donald Trump's amazing fairy tale estate with my new wife, Cindy, and we leave tomorrow morning at very early in the morning. So I had to write it this morning. I got up at 5 in the morning to write it, and it'll be out this weekend in newspapers around the country, nationally syndicated, and I want you to hear it. You're the first to hear it in America, the fans of the Alex Jones Show from Wayne Allyn Root. The title is, Has One Rigged Election Destroyed America Forever? The odds are not good. So here it is. Folks, we are in a world of trouble. America has faced tough odds before. America beats impossible odds all the time. We are relentless and resilient and tenacious. We're a nation of people who believe nothing is impossible. We constantly make the impossible possible. So never count us out. There is hope. But make no mistake, we are now in the fight of our lives, and the odds may be worse than we have ever faced. Our nation is being destroyed from within. America is hanging by a thread. The attacks are relentless and ominous. The nation is divided like never before. You'd have to go back to the Civil War to find any other period in our nation's history where we are this bitterly divided. Our borders are wide open. with millions of foreign invaders coming in every year. There's some scenes up on the screen. The bad countries of the world are emptying out their prisons to send their worst criminals to us to make them our headache, to make them our expense. Illegal aliens by the millions are bringing poverty, disease, and violent crime, bloating our budget, exploding our national debt, and destroying our education system, our healthcare system, and our social security system. Inflation is raging like never before in modern history, maybe like never before in the entire history of the United States. No one really knows how bad it is, and no one really knows how bad it's going to get. But the government is hiding the true level of inflation. A more accurate measurement of inflation puts us in the 15% to 20% or more range right now. And it's only going to get worse. This has the potential to wipe out the great American middle class. If and when gas gets to $10 a gallon or higher, some experts are suggesting it could go to $15 a gallon. The U.S. economy will be at the point of collapse. What working class or middle class person will be able to drive to work or play or vacation when it costs $200 or more to fill up one tank of gas? Can you imagine if it went to $15 a gallon? It would cost you $300 to fill up a tank of gas. What will happen to 3.5 million American truckers who each drive thousands of miles a week? If they can't get the food or goods to market, our nation collapses into Mad Max territory. Remember that movie from 40 years ago? I think Mad Max with Mel Gibson roaming a post-apocalyptic world after, I think, a nuclear attack. That's what it would look like. It's every man or woman for themselves. But the best case scenario, the worst is Mad Max. The best case scenario is the truckers continue to deliver the goods and the food, but prices double or triple from where they are now, already high. There's Mad Max right there. You guys are great. I love the B-roll you guys put up. There's Mad Max. I haven't even gotten to the worst scenarios yet. But the point is, a rigged election has changed everything. Let's do a little run down memory lane. Think of America with Donald J. Trump as president. I'll see him tomorrow night for dinner. And throughout the week in Mar-a-Lago on my honeymoon. Thank you, President Trump. But think of America with Trump as president. Things were great. We had perhaps the greatest and most prosperous economy in history. The highest increase in middle-class incomes ever. The lowest unemployment ever, including the lowest black and Latino unemployment ever. Inflation and interest rates at historic lows. A perfect supply chain with a plethora of everything. Anything you wanted in the world, you got in prosperous Trump America. And we had peace all over the world. But some Americans didn't like Donald Trump's tweets. What would you give to have Trump back right about now? One rigged election has changed everything. American exceptionalism, capitalism, our economy, your job, your future earning power, your children's future, your freedoms, peace on earth. It's all at risk now. It can all go to hell at any moment. All because we allowed Democrats to rig a presidential election with millions of fake mail-in ballots tied to no voter ID, tied to little or no signature matching, plus an insane idea called ballot harvesting that used to be illegal in all 50 states and isn't illegal anywhere else in the world. Ballot drops in the middle of the night of 100,000 to basically zero for Biden. Ballots counted for days after the election until the desired result was achieved by Democrats and after every Republican witness possible was kicked out of every counting room while the votes were being counted in key battleground states. No evidence of a rigged election there, huh? We're all crazy. Now to the potential life or death problems that we face because we allowed a rigged election. We face the real possibility of World War III with the Ukraine-Russia war. Are you ready to let your sons and daughters die for Ukraine? I know I'm not. We face the real possibility of a nuclear war. We are closer than at any time in modern history. Even the United Nations announced that days ago. We're about to sign the Iran Treaty, the worst deal in world history, that hands nuclear weapons to the worst terrorist nation in the world. China's almost certain to invade Taiwan, which makes 95% of the crucial chips in the world. Without them, we can't operate our computers, our cell phones, our cars, our refrigerators, or ovens. And then as a bonus, we face financial collapse if we can't get enough gas to fill our gas tanks. If the Russian money we just banned from our financial system undermines credit markets and causes the entire banking system to collapse, and if our dollar collapses as the world reserve currency. These disasters are all on the table at this minute. But what if several converge at the same time? At that point, our country, your life, your children's future could be gone forever, just like that, all because we allowed a rigged election in the United States of America. Who are you going to vote for in November? If you vote Democrat, you're officially suicidal. P.S. Let's go, Brandon. That's my column that's coming out this weekend, nationally syndicated by Creators Syndicate. Has one rigged election destroyed America forever? The odds are against us. I'm Wayne Allyn, guest host today for Alex Jones. See you in a sec.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guest host on Tuesdays at 12 noon to 1 o'clock for the Alex Jones Show. Great to be with you. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Love to direct you over there. Everything in my life starts at Root for America. You can listen to my radio show there. You can listen to my podcast there. If you don't get the national show for any reason, you can get the local radio show in Las Vegas, my flagship station, every day from 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time, 6 to 9 p.m. East, 5 to 8 p.m. Central. So you get the local show, click on the top, boom, you're on. You get the national show, click on the top, boom, you're on. You get the podcast, click, boom, you're on. You get my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, as well as Trump Rules. My favorite book of all time is Trump Rules, all the rules that made Donald Trump successful and wealthy and a world beater and a president of the United States and the biggest celebrity in the world, and all the same rules that I used for 40 years, 39 years to be exact, from the time I was a freshman at college and Trump was 15 years older than me and my hero and my mentor and my idol, and I studied Trump and I lived Trump, and it made me into the super success that I've achieved in my life. Thank you, Donald Trump. Trump Rules was the book I wrote to honor all those ideals and habits that he taught me that made me successful. And you can use the same habits and ideals, Trump Rules. And you also get all my commentaries and all my video commentaries and all my video podcasts. They're all at RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. All right, so things in the news that I think are important for you. Pfizer and the FDA hid data showing that their clinical trials failed, says former BlackRock advisor. So this was an interview, I mean, this is really important stuff, with Naomi Wolf. And by the way, Donald Trump is leading a lawsuit against big tech, social media, Silicon Valley, that they censored us, that they banned us, that they're terrible people, and they've done awful things to conservatives, and they're biased and prejudiced. And that lawsuit has, I don't know, I think 50,000 people attached to it. But two lead plaintiffs, Wayne Allyn Root, me, and Naomi Wolf, Dr. Naomi Wolf. I'm from the right, and she's from the left. But we both agree that they've done terrible censoring and banning of important information. Not only not misinformation, but information you need to save your life. And they banned it. And so here's Naomi Wolf, and she did an interview yesterday with a former BlackRock investment advisor who's a billionaire, Edward Dowd, and he explained why all the vaccine company stocks are crashing on Wall Street. One of them's down 80%. I believe another one's down 40%. Another one's down 20%. Why are the vaccine drug companies flailing and collapsing on Wall Street? And the answer is they know that the vaccines are killing people. They know the vaccines are maiming people. They know the vaccines are crippling people. They know the vaccines are ruining people's lives. And they know it's all coming out. It's spilling out. Their trials were a disaster, but they hid them from the public, and they tried to hide them for 75 years. And that's what they were going to do. And then a court came along, a federal judge, and he said, you got to release them. I think it's 50,000 pages a month. So it's still going to take years to release all the pages of their clinical trials. But so far, what we've seen indicates they were a massive failure. And this drug, this vaccine, should have never been approved in a million years. And so here's what Dowd is saying. This guy, his name is Edward Dowd, and he's a billionaire and a former BlackRock investment advisor. He described how the initial caution about taking the experimental COVID vaccine led him to research data related to Pfizer's clinical trials. And he learned from a friend in the biotech industry that Pfizer had failed in its all-cause mortality endpoint in the trial. All-cause mortality is the gold standard in any drug trial at the FDA. And if you fail the endpoint, the drug is never approved. But they failed, and they pushed the vaccine through anyway. Despite the deaths, despite the horrible side effects, despite the permanent injuries, despite the disabling injuries, and then they tried to hide the critical data for 75 years. And then this guy Dow talks about something I've talked about on my national radio show and on Alex Jones' show and everywhere I go for many, many months. But real people, serious Wall Street people, are beginning to talk about this and get scared about it, which is funeral homes and the directors of funeral homes, funeral directors, and insurance companies, life insurance companies, are all reporting that deaths are skyrocketing. They're up 40% across the United States of America. Deaths are up 40%. Heart attacks, strokes, multi-organ failure, all the ways of dying that are side effects of the vaccine. And nobody wants to say it, that it's the vaccine. How would James Carville say it? It's the vaccine, stupid. How could you not see that? Never have people died like they're dying now. Never have athletes dropped of heart attacks. Never have you seen a four-year-old child get a heart attack and die 14 days after getting the vaccine for COVID. Never in history have you seen anything like this. And then you've got Thomas Renz, a wonderful class action lawyer who's suing the United States government and the military and the Department of Defense. Because they're hiding. He's got whistleblowers who brought the real statistics on floppy disks. They grabbed them before they got erased by the government. They've been erased, which shows you pure fraud. They're covering up the deaths. They're covering up the illnesses. They're covering up the permanent disabilities. And so Thomas Renz says what he's seen in these Department of Defense files from these whistleblowers who took them from the government before they could be erased is every injury imaginable that's a vaccine side effect up 200%, 300%, 500%, 1,000% in the year 2021, the first year they gave vaccines. There's no other reason why deaths are up like this. Ask any life insurance company in America and across the world. Deaths are skyrocketing. And there's no other reason it would happen except it all happened in the first year of the vaccines. And Pfizer held back all that information, and the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, evidently, allegedly, is erasing that information. By the way, everything I say on this show, and my show, and every show, I'm an opinion guy. I'm a common sense guy. I'm a gut instinct guy. And let me state, it's my opinion that these are all public figures, public information, and I'm an opinion guy, and in a free speech country, you have a right to give your opinion, even if it's a sense with the government, and even if the government doesn't like it, and even if it's different than the media, and the media doesn't like it, tough. It's my opinion. Something very, very bad is going on. And speaking of bad going on, we have just a minute to go. Let me just give you a preview of what I'll have to talk about in the second half of this hour, this Wayne Root Hour as guest host for Alex Jones, the great Alex Jones. Inflation, more proof that inflation is raging. It's the biggest possible tax increase on you and the middle class and small business. It is a nightmare. If I told you we're raising your taxes by 20% overnight, you get to keep 20% less of your own money, you'd go, my God, I can't survive that. Well, inflation is up about 20%. You've got 20% less spending money. When you look at your bank account, it's inflated. You have 20% less money than you're seeing. And when you spend at the store, it's up 20%. So I'll have more information about that and the government watching everything we do and calling us extremists and domestic terrorists for merely telling the truth, asking questions, and passing on pertinent information. We're becoming like a Nazi Russian police state. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, guest host for Alex Jones today.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population of the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, Way Down the Route, welcome back. Guest host today from 12 to 1 o'clock West Coast time for the Alex Jones Show. That, of course, means 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time. Way Down the Route, it's war time. The root, the root, the root's on fire. And so's the country. And so's the world. Unfortunately, under Joe Biden, otherwise known, I call him O-Biden, because it's the Obama administration. Third term of the Obama administration. And Obama, in my opinion, is the real president of the United States. You know, I was in San Diego over the weekend. I gave a speech at the Reawaken America tour. It was myself and General Flynn and Eric Trump, among a few others. And then I had a two-hour line for my book, signing and photographs, And what an audience. About 3,000 people at the Awakened Church in San Diego. And I got a standing ovation. And you know why I got a standing ovation? Because I told people the truth. Wherever I go, I tell the truth. I tell them the truth that, you know, the media thought they killed Trump. He's gone. He's finished. He's ruined. Especially after January 6th. He's ruined. And we love him. And he's bigger than ever before. And I told the audiences, one thing I know in life, I know my name is Wayne Allyn Root. As much as I know that, as much as I know the day I was born and where I was born and my social security number, as much as I know how much I love my kids and my wife Cindy, as much as I know that, I know in every single part of my body, in my bones, in my blood, in my capillaries, in my veins, that we won the election in 2020. Donald Trump is the real president of the United States. Standing ovation! And I know that Joe Biden is the illegitimate president of the United States. He is not my president. Standing ovation! The crowd loves it when you tell the truth. It was a rigged election. And it doesn't take a brain surgeon. I'm not blaming Dominion. I'm not coming up with any ideas that could be considered crazy. It was so simple what they did. And maybe they did other things. Maybe others were involved. I just never got involved in the Dominion talk and the changing of votes on machines via computer. The only thing I ever got involved in is, hey, Trump was winning every state he had to. Trump was winning every bellwether county in America. Trump was winning every vote that mattered, every battleground state. And then at midnight, for the first time in the history of America, they stopped counting. And they said, we'll pick it up in the morning. And when you woke up in the morning, they had already picked it up and said that Biden's the winner. And they found hundreds of thousands of new votes out of thin air, all for Biden, none for Trump. Oh, that's not a problem. All based on COVID and the fact that they changed the law in all these battleground states to allow mail-in ballots. And they found them under their desk in suitcases. And they found them in vans in the middle of the night delivered to voting centers. And they kicked all the witnesses out. And suddenly Biden was the winner, not Trump. It's hilarious. And then they, wait, not only is that, if you're not a total complete moron, is that not evidence and proof that the election was stolen? You're an idiot if you don't believe that that tells you the election was mass fraud and the election was stolen. But on top of that, the fact that they now tell you if you talk about it, you should be banned for life. If you talk about it, you shouldn't be able to talk anymore. I should lose my show for talking about it. In America? What? Didn't the Democrats talk about the election was stolen by Trump in 16 and Russian collusion day and night? And weren't they proven to be complete liars? And it was a fraud made up by Hillary Clinton? And nobody told them they should be banned? Nobody ever banned them from Twitter or Facebook or social media? But if a Republican talks about a stolen election, you're a horrible person and you've got to be ixnayed from society. That's all you need to know to prove the election was stolen. That we're not allowed to talk about it. Well, the FBI knocks on your door. How insane. My gosh, can't talk about it. What a joke. Can you talk about the fact? This is my favorite, probably my favorite proof the election was stolen. In Georgia, I guess it's Board of Elections, whoever it is that's in charge of mail-in ballots and counting votes, that Georgia state election agency paid for 1 million mail-in ballots to be printed a few days before Election Day. Now, keep in mind what mail-in ballots are for. You have to mail them to someone. They only ordered the printing like 3 or 4 days before the election. They didn't get it back till the day before the election. 1 million mail-in ballots. They couldn't have been mailed to anyone that could have voted. They wasted tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. Or did they? Because obviously what they did is they ordered them so they could be used after the election. Once they knew on election night what kind of lead Trump had, they had 1 million ballots to fill them out quickly and get them in for whatever lead Trump had. And that was, I believe, 100,000 vote lead in Georgia. And there's no way they were going to overcome that, except they were ready for a 990,000 vote lead. They had 1 million fake ballots that they could fill in and hand in the days after the election. Whatever the total was on election night, they always knew they'd beat it. Same thing in Pennsylvania. They always knew they'd beat it. Who orders ballots to be printed, mail-in ballots, only days before the election, knowing you can never mail them out to anyone? Anyway, we know the election was stolen. And now you see the results of a stolen election. Your kids and my kids may wind up in World War III and dying because we elected an old, feeble man, a clueless zombie puppet with dementia who doesn't know what he's doing, and the real leader of the country is Obama, and the guy who gives Obama his orders is clearly George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. China clearly owns this presidency, and George Soros clearly owns this presidency, and their goal is to destroy the United States, and they're doing a damn fine job of it every single day. But you know what's the real problem? We have to fight with the Republicans, too. There's George Soros up on the screen. But it's the Rhino Republicans in the end that really let us down. Let me give you a couple good examples. So right now in the news is Lindsey Graham. Good old Lindsey Graham, Senator of South Carolina, says Biden is as good a man as God ever created, and Biden needs to go after anybody and everybody who tries to defend Putin. Folks, in the history of America, nobody has ever said things like this. No one has ever said, if you defend Putin or defend Russia, or you're against us giving money to Ukraine, and you don't want us fighting World War III over Ukraine, and you don't want your American children dying, boys and girls dying in Ukraine like they died in Vietnam, that you're a bad person. Do you remember people protesting horribly against the Vietnam War? They were all a bunch of hippies and liberals and commies and flag burners and losers and pot smokers. But nobody ever did anything to them. You're allowed to protest in America. But all of a sudden, even a rhino Republican like Lindsey Graham says you have no right to protest. Come on. How horrible is this? Doesn't anybody see that we're becoming Russia, Soviet Union / Nazi Germany? Can you not see that? When your own government calls you a domestic terrorist because you say the things that I'm saying on today's show, then we're becoming Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union all over again. It's horrible. You're becoming East Germany. You're becoming Cuba. We're becoming Venezuela. You can see it happening in front of you. The only thing that saved us so far is conservative talk radio and conservative talk TV, like The Alex Jones Show and just a couple of shows out there, Tucker Carlson, a few others, and Wayne Allyn Root. And, you know, if not for our voices, you'd have nothing. And nobody would be able to ever get the truth. Is that a minute to go? So we got a minute. All right. So I just want to mention quickly, Rhino Republicans, on the topic of rhinos and Lindsey Graham. In Nevada, we had a Rhino Republican governor named Brian Sandoval. And we won every race you could possibly win. And he won in a landslide, and we controlled the whole state. And we should have kept it forever. And it would be a red state forever, Nevada. Except he gave immediately the illegal aliens the right to drive. So every illegal in the state went to DMV, got a driver's license, and while there, they automatically got registered to vote. And we never won another race ever in Nevada. Not one important race has a Republican ever won again after we had won every race in the state in a landslide 10 years ago. We've had 10 years of losing and losing and losing since a Rhino Republican ruined everything. Brian Sandoval. Thanks, Brian. With friends like you, nobody needs enemies. Wayne Allyn Root, guest host, Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Last segment, man, does this hour go fast. I am the guest host on Tuesdays, although I will not be with you next Tuesday. Look at that. I'm already missing a Tuesday. I'm the guest host every Tuesday at 12 noon West Coast time. That would be 3 o'clock East Coast time for the hour of the Alex Jones Show. But next Tuesday, and for the next week in general, I will be in Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's beautiful home and estate and country club in Palm Beach, Florida, enjoying my honeymoon. And it was a personal invite to go down there, and I'm very proud of it. And I'll spend the week in one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. It's a fantasy land called Mar-a-Lago, probably worth $250 million. One home worth $250 million, maybe even $500 million now. For all I know, $500 million now that real estate is flying all over the country, but especially in Florida and especially in Palm Beach. It's probably worth $500 million. It's an amazing fantasy land. And that's what always made me laugh. By the way, I know I'm kind of jumping off to a new topic, but during the whole 4 years of Trump as president, when and the 2 years he ran for president, 6 years, I remember laughing every time liberals said what a failure Donald Trump was. He's a failure. He's a loser. Look at all the firms that have failed, all the casinos that failed with his name on it. And I sat there and I just laughed because I wrote the book, Trump Rules, about his rules that changed my life and made me into a self-made millionaire by the age of 27 and one of the youngest TV anchormen in America and host of 5 shows on CNBC and eventually a national radio host and a best-selling author and a producer of reality TV shows. And this is my life. I have a life very much like Trump. Oh, and a presidential candidate in 2008, and I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination and served on the presidential ticket for the 2008 election. You may not have known it, but my name was on your ballot. I don't know if you voted for me as a Libertarian, but my name was on the ballot the year McCain ran against Obama in 2008. So I always laughed because I was trained by Trump, and Trump was my mentor, and I really followed everything he did. And Trump's biggest rule or biggest takeaway from Trump's life is failure is part of success. If you fight hard and you're always in the battle and you never give up and you don't want a safe paycheck working for someone else, you want to work for yourself, you're going to fail sometimes. And when you fail, you got to pick yourself back up and get back in the ballgame. Get back on the horse. Get back on the saddle. And I've done that so many times. I kind of figure in my mind that in my lifetime, I've probably started 100 businesses, failed at 70, succeeded at 30, and that made me a self-made millionaire at the age of 27, a long time ago. So life is, you know, you got to fail to succeed. So Donald Trump failed with Trump, you know, liquor, I think it was, Trump wine, and then Trump failed with Trump Airlines, and Trump had a couple of casinos that failed. And I listed in my book, Trump Rules, some of the failures of Donald Trump. And guess what? Trump failed something like 38 times in his career. He had 38 businesses that flopped, but he also had like 50 that succeeded that made him worth somewhere around $6 to $8 billion. You call that a failure? And it's the classic joke that I use to open up all of my, or used to use to open up all of my success seminars pre-COVID. I used to fly all over the world to give Tony Robbins like success seminars. And I used to open every seminar by saying, what do you call a guy who owns 10 restaurants and 9 of them fail and go out of business? Millionaire. You only need one. And the crowd would laugh and they got it right away. They loved it. You only need one to succeed. One great restaurant, you're a millionaire in the great United States of America. That's what makes it great. It's what makes American exceptionalism and the American dream and capitalism. You don't have to succeed with everything you do. But the end result is Trump is a winner. And he's got a house worth $250 to $500 million. And he's got, you know, a net worth of billions and billions of dollars. I don't think the failures matter anymore. Now, do you? I surely don't think so. And look what he did for our country. Hope you were here for the opening segment where I read you my column coming out this weekend in newspapers around the country about what America was like under Trump versus what America is like now. God, don't you want Donald Trump back? All right, my book is called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I hope you'll buy a copy. You can go to my website, rootforamerica.com, and check out more about the book. But you can get it at Amazon and barnesandnoble.com. And in it, you'll find all the top companies and CEOs and their phone numbers and their emails and their websites and their social media sites and how you contact them in a multitude of ways to let them know these are the bad guys that fund Democrat candidates and who treat Republicans like garbage, even though we buy most of their products, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and it teaches you how to use civil disobedience and strikes and boycotts to fight back. All right, so today, just as I was saying in my commentary to start the show, inflation rises to 10% in the producer index, the highest ever on record in the history of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So that's 10% inflation. But the problem with inflation is they leave out of the inflation index all the things that people really need. Cars, homes, groceries, gas, and I believe all forms of energy like home heating oil. When you add in the things that people need that they leave out, if you counted it the same way you did in 1980, inflation would be somewhere between 16 and 20% today. It would not be 7%, 8%, 9%, or 10%. So we have a disaster brewing in this country. I also mentioned how bad the border was in my new column. And here's the story. Migrant encounters at southern border in February surged 63% over last year. 164,973 encounters in February. So let's round it out to 165,000, up 63% from last year. Now, folks, I want to point out something about last year. Last year was February of 2021. So Biden was president. It isn't like it's up 63% under Trump. It's up 63% over last year under Biden. And Biden was already at that point letting in more people than we'd ever seen since the Obama days, and maybe the most people ever coming across the border in history, because it's now official that we let everybody in, and Biden announced it to the world. So it's a full-fledged disaster at the border, up 63% over last year, and last year was already very, very, very bad. So now I've backed up two of the things I said in my column. Inflation is raging, and open borders are raging. Let me mention another thing from my column. The DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is scanning employees' social media for conspiracy theories and extremism. Again, speaking of Nazi Germany, speaking of the Soviets, examples of extremism cited by the DHS are a belief that fraud occurred in the 2020 election and objections to current coronavirus policies. Oh my God. You gotta be kidding me. That's extremism. I told you. It's Nazi Germany. It's Soviet Union. It's East Germany. And by the way, aren't these facts? Okay, you can argue about the stolen election. I just told you why it's very clear to me the election was stolen. And I just told you minutes ago that if you won't let us talk about a stolen election, then we know the election was stolen. We double know. But separate from all that, the coronavirus policies? I'm against the coronavirus policies. Haven't they been proven failures? The vaccines didn't stop anyone from getting COVID. Who's got it now? Obama. Obama has COVID. Sorry for laughing about that, but, you know, Obama has COVID. And they've all got COVID. Everybody who got vaccinated has COVID. Israel has the most vaccines in the world. They have the most COVID in the world, the most hospitalizations for COVID in the world, the most deaths from COVID in the world. And I imagine if they ever allowed you to know it, to know about it, Israel must have the most heart attacks and strokes after getting vaccinated. So people are dying of COVID. They're dying in record numbers of heart attacks and strokes. But they're not, and blood clots, but they're not saying it's COVID related. I guarantee you they've got the highest number of that as well. Masks don't work. New study out this morning. Not one mask mandated city, county, or state in America stopped COVID with their mask mandates. Meanwhile, Florida never made you wear a mask, never made you get vaccinated, and everything's great in Florida. I'm heading there tomorrow. Life is good in Florida, so stop lying. A couple of polls out I want you to know about. Only 37% approve of Joe Biden. Let's see who this poll is. This is a civics poll. 37% of voters approved of Biden, 54% disapproved. Joe Biden in major trouble. We're headed for a huge Republican landslide this November, assuming that A, elections aren't rigged, B, social media isn't rigged, and that's B, and C, Democrats aren't going to get us a World War III and postpone the election, and four, that we've made some changes between now and then in battleground states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, some changes that tighten up the rules and impose voter ID and get rid of ballot harvesting. If we make a few changes, we win big in November, the biggest ever, I would guess, maybe even like 80 seats, maybe more than 80 seats. But we've got to make those changes, and we've got to have an election. I'll bet Democrats are trying to figure out a way to start World War III so we never have an election day. Wade on the Root, guest host for Alex Jones today. It was an honor to be with you. My website, rootforamerica.com, and you could always reach me, waderoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, love to hear what you think. I get inspired, I get my best ideas and my best solutions from all of you. waderoot@gmail.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.